Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Praise God. I chose that song particularly because this is a special episode tonight of Reaching Out Radio. I am so excited. Tonight is a welcome aboard. God has opened some amazing doors to some amazing men and women of God, and I wanted to take this opportunity tonight to welcome them all on, give them a few moments to share about their ministry, and let them know how thankful and grateful I am that God has brought them into this ministry family. This Reaching Out Radio is a family. We are all family working together in unity to go forward, to be the hands and feet and the voice for Jesus Christ. It's not about Phillips Family Ministry or any of the other ministries involved. We're all surrendered vessels that's coming together. There is strength in numbers and going forth into the nations to be voices in the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And I welcome each and every one of you on. And this is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, here on Reaching Out Radio tonight. And I've got a platform set. We've all got set spots now, and that's the other thing I wanted to share with you tonight. So as I'm talking about their ministry, I'm going to have them introduce themselves. All of you pretty well already know me. I'm Evangelist Montel Fields with Fields Family Outreach Ministries, and I work also with My Kings Radio and Fellowship TV Network. And I stepped out in faith to start the Reaching Out Radio Network. And on Monday nights, I'm going to be doing interviews and spotlights, and that's going to be my time. But I am so happy, and I thank God, on my Tuesday mornings, I have a powerful man and woman of God from Hazock Ministries, Brian and Leah Fouts, and I want to welcome them. I'm going to have them, her or him, be the first to share and tell a little bit about their ministry, and I'm just going to go down the time slots and give each person a chance to speak and all of us to get acquainted, but they're the first one. So I welcome you, and I will you share some about Hazock Ministries, and I welcome you on to Reaching Out Radio. I'm so thankful to have you as part of the team.
Thank you, Montel. And it is pronounced Hazock.
I'm sorry.
The word Hazock, that's okay. Hazak actually is Hebrew for encouragement. So as you know that means our ministry is an encouragement ministry. Brian's not going to be able to join us. So, but one thing I wanted to say, we talk to people a lot of times. The main focus when we lost our only child, our daughter at 18 years of age, God really began dealing with us. And he basically said, you need to share me with other people. I can get you through this. And we have walked through this and for 10 years plus. And it's been absolutely wonderful because to see the face of someone who has felt like they've lost a child or a loved one and just they're so down, and we can go in and we can tell them that the Lord can comfort them, that, you know, things will get better. They may never be okay. They'll never be the same as they were, but things get better. We have our ministry scripture is Romans 15, verse 4, and I'm going to read it from the New American Standard. It says, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And that is what we offer through Hazock Ministries to these hurting families, hope, healing, and encouragement. And that's us.
Praise God. And we welcome you aboard. And I've been blessed to work with you and Brian and know you for a while now. And your book blessed mm-hmm. me. Your ministry has blessed me. And you're the most dedicated, faithful people I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. So it's such an honor to have you part as Reaching Out Radio's ministry family. And everybody else,
well,
want to welcome them aboard, too?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have everybody that is joining us. And on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central, Minister Darlene Morgan from Angels Among Us Ministry is going to be sharing and ministering as the Lord leads her. She's also my cousin from Michigan, and her and I are very close. I thank God for the close-knit family I have, but she has a servant's heart like mine, and I want her to introduce herself and share some about her ministry as well.
Hello, my name is Darlene Morgan, and I'm from Everettsburg, Michigan, and I have Angels Among Us Ministries along with Montel's mother, Maurice Pryor from Centralia, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We do ministry through poetry and greeting cards to uplift those who have lost loved ones or are going through rough times, to give them hope and encouragement.
Welcome to you.
I'm sorry, I have a bad connection, dear. We make bags out with personal items for the homeless, and we go to the parks and homeless shelters and look for those in need, and we give out shampoos and conditioners, toothbrush and toothpaste, razors, combs, Kleenex, sanitizer, just personal things that would uplift them that they can't find through other people.
So you do outreach evangelist work as well?
Yes, we do. And we go into the nursing homes and visit those that have been abandoned by their family and loved ones that sit there day after day with no one to talk to, and uplift them and teach them the Word of God. And I'm currently working. Montel's other sister, Sarah Ray, gave us a title 3 or 4 years ago for a ministry called Teddies for Tears. We're going to start collecting teddy bears and distributing them to hospitals with children dying of terminal disease to give them someone to lay in the bed with them and hold on to and just give them a little uplifting in their last hours.
That sounds wonderful. I love it. Praise God.
And I welcome you aboard, sis, and as you can hear, too, that's why I wanted us all to come together tonight, because I wanted everyone to know who we're all going to be working together with, because, as I shared earlier, this radio program is all of ours. It's going forth for God and His glory, and I think it's really important for each of us to know about the other ministries involved, because we're all representing the same ministry, and I welcome each and every one of you. And on Thursday nights, Apostle Dallas Miller will be joining us. He wasn't able to come forth. He's got a lot of teachings going on. He's in the process of bringing up a new church, but he will be sharing Bible teachings as well on Thursday nights, and sometimes have guests on as well. He's a very faithful man of God. He ordains a lot of people, and he has established churches all over the United States of America. He helps with the recovery program with people that have addictions. He's very dedicated to that. He does a lot of feet washing ceremonies. He really likes to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. He has a very giving heart, and I wish he could have joined us tonight, but he wasn't able. But he will be on Thursday nights at 5 p.m. On Friday night, Minister Dean Maynard, which is my future cousin by marriage to Minister Darlene Morgan, is he's going to be sharing, and he's also has his own ministry, and I want him to share about that. And he does a group on Facebook, and I want to welcome him to Reaching Out Radio and let him share about his group and what he does as a minister.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dean Maynard. I used to live in California, the sin capital of the United States. But I've recently come out to Michigan, Edwardsburg, Michigan, where my fiance and myself have bought a trailer. And I've recently, just this year, started a group on Facebook. It's called Matters of the Heart Ministries. Our mission statement reads that we are counseling the lost and the brokenhearted, those people that have addictions and alcohol issues and stuff. Most of them are members of my page. I used to attend 12-step group meetings before I was actually delivered from my, what they call a disease. It was just something I did because I felt empty inside, and that's why most people turn to the bottle or the bag or whatever it may be, whatever form of sin it might be. And I just offer encouragement. I give people a chance to reform from their old ways. I offer them skills and tools that may help them to avoid going back to the addictive lifestyle that they had. I share the plan of salvation with everyone possible. I seek out in my heart. I pray first, and then I feel what the Spirit has for me to write. And I post some encouraging scriptures. Sometimes I do song lyrics. I give credit to the artist and the song. I've written poetry for Jesus. I have done many a different thing. I usually combine a little bit of scripture along with my own personal thoughts and advice to those people that who knows what it is. You know, I don't know who I'm administering to that day, but I know somebody's going to get something out of what I post. This coming Friday, I'm going to be posting. I'm going to be reading on this show. I'm going to be speaking on this show. About gratitude. I'm going to just be basically using a gratitude list and go from there. You know, I just ask God every day to empty me of who I am and fill me up with who He is and use me as a tool to help those in desperate need like I once was. And, you know, it's been a very big blessing. I'm also a greeter at the Elkhart World Harvest Church. Rod Parsley is the head pastor there. He's a wonderful guy, author, minister, evangelist, prophet, you name it, he's done it all. I mean, the man is truly amazing. You know, I just give all the glory to God. You know, it's not about me. And I'm just one of many. And, you know, God, He's using me to help those that are far less fortunate than myself. And I'm just so glad that God has been able to use me to help those people. And I've only recently become a believer. I've been agnostic for the majority of my life. I've seen God's use God's force in other people's lives and seen blessings abound from that. But, you know, I says, you know what, I don't have anything for God, and God doesn't have anything for me. I don't doubt that He exists, but I just didn't see it working in my life. And then just all of a sudden, I just felt the peace and comfort in the town in which everything horrible ever happened to me that I claimed I was never going to go there, anything. And I just felt this comforting arms around me, and I knew it was nothing but God, nothing but Jesus. And I gave myself to Him then, and I just offer myself to Him every morning when I get up in the morning, and I thank Him at the end of the day. I think of even for prayer, first of all, you got to praise God for what He's done. Then you got to ask what it is that you're looking for. Then you confess what you need to confess, and then you thank Him. That's what prayer is. It's a pact with God. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn the show back over to our host, and I'll be available for questions if anybody needs to ask me.
Thanks. Praise God. I'm so excited to have each and every one of you joining us. And on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central, we're going to have the very anointed, gifted vocals of gospel artist Mary Gabriel, and as well, she's a minister, and I was so blessed in our broadcast together last night. We shared, we prayed one for the other, the Holy Spirit showed up, and I'm telling you what, we shared in a powerful broadcast last night, sister.
Praise God. Praise God. So anyway, I'm Mary Gabriel, and I am a minister, but really, I really go under the title of evangelist because I travel and I sing, and then I let God shows up in the word in another different way. Because sometimes people look at us different, you know. So I just let God use me the way He wants to, and I really want to listen to Him because I really want to be on the beat. That, you know, when He beat, I want to hear it. And I just want to be that servant for the Lord. And the group that I'm going to have and our little team is going to be named Linked Together by His Word. Together, you know, pulling on people. And I really want to, you know, minister a lot to the hurting, the people that's really been in sin for years that don't think no one care about them. And they don't feel loved, you know. Maybe the ones that people can kick aside, maybe they might be in homosexuality or lesbianism or whatever, to know that, hey, God loves you and that we can come out. You can come out because there's nothing so deep that God is not deeper still because He died for all of us. And, you know, the reason why I wanted to write that book about that was I was downtown and we was having a meeting, and when a different group wanted to get their ways and different saints was there, and everybody was giving their opinion and stuff like that. And I just felt that we need to preach love to people because that's what God is, and He drew us by love, through His love. love drew us. Now, if he didn't have love for us, I don't think it could have drew me. You know what I mean, right? And then maybe after he drew me, then he started chastising me, shaking me, and beating me a little bit with the stripes or whatever. But he first drew me with the love, you know, and to
Amen.
Deliver and heal me. Amen? So
Amen.
I want the ministry that God want me, you know, the word that I speak, what I do. I want people to know that I love people. And, you know, I want it to bring healing and a refreshing. I want them to know, hey, you're cared for. Jesus loves you. That's the reason he died. And there's nothing too deep that God is not deeper still because he loves us. You know, he's our deliverer, our
King. Amen.
Amen.
Well, my husband Dustin and I are so honored and thank God so much that he has brought each of your ministries to be a part of what he called us to do. Each part of you, what you're doing is a blessing to so many other lives, but you all have greatly impacted my life, and I thank God for each of you. And I truly believe he's got a plan for Reaching Out Radio to go forth and be a voice into the nations, and each one of you, God has a special plan for, and if you guys have any questions, one for the other, anything to say, one thing I want to encourage Sister Mary is Brian and Leah are very loving, giving, dedicated people. They have written, their book has been published, and I would love for you guys to be able to read their book from Misery to Ministry. I smiled, I cried. It is full of so much heart. It truly is the journey they shared. As I shared with a lot of you about them when they lost their daughter, 18 years
yes.
old, and God yes. did such amazing. I start to weep every time I tell their story, but one of the things that stood out to me was at their daughter's service, they made it about God's glory. They didn't focus on the tragedy or give the enemy that satisfaction. They made it about God's glory.
Absolutely.
At her very service, there were people saved there. And
mm-hmm.
one of the young men a year later lost his life, and you know, you sit and you think about what Brian and Leah lost, their beautiful daughter. But at the same time, you see the souls that through that loss that were saved. And that was so powerful to me, and it was so beautiful. Brian played. He's Sister Mary, he is a very anointed instrumentalist. I listen to it, and I play it
wow.
on broadcast a lot. He can play, girl. And he's so gifted, and he's so humble. And Leah is the same way. They are some of the most loving people you could ever meet, and I thank God for them in my life for so many reasons. But I encourage you, I want us all to be able to connect, but their book is so worth getting and reading. And I encourage you, Sister Mary, because, you know, they let God lead them through the Spirit, and God composed this beautiful book through their willingness. And that's why I wanted us all to get to meet each other tonight, because we're all working together for the same cause. We're all part
sure.
of the team. And each and every one of us is being a hand or a foot or whatever part the Lord's called us to. This is about God's glory. This radio
Amen.
Ministry is about God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
Each
Amen.
One of your spots, I want you to know that. To use as God wants to use you. It's not about Evangelist Montel Fields. It's about God and what he wants to do in your lives. And I just wanted to let the world to know tonight, I am so thankful to God for each and every one of you. You're such a blessing in my life. I'm so excited. I know he's going to do amazing things through each and every one of your ministries. And now that we got our platform, our set times, the numbers are already growing. Praise God for that. The broadcasts are really going forth. But now that I have all these beautiful ministries, it also takes some of the load off of me because I was trying to do broadcasts 7 days a week and sermons. And I stayed dedicated because God called me to this. But I prayed, Father God, please bring anointed ministries in to be a part of this, and praise God, here you all are. So I'm giving glory to God tonight, but I just wanted
praise
to let
God.
You know I love you all. This is your ministry just as much as it is mine, and I know you're all about glory for the glory of God. And if there's anything else any of you want to share one to the other or you want to say, I want to give you that opportunity. But just from Dustin and I, we wanted to let you know we love you, we appreciate you, and we consider it an honor and privilege to welcome you aboard to our radio family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, and by the way, one of the things I wanted to share with the other people, I'm so excited. This is kind of neat. This is Leah. I get to be part of a new group. How about that? But we have a website. If you'd like to go visit it, you'll see pictures of us, pictures of our daughter, and hear what we're doing. It's called Hazak Ministries hazak.com. Hazak is Hebrew for encouragement. It's spelled H-A-Z-A-K. So it's hazakministries.com. You can go and check us out, and then you'll have more. You'll know more about us.
And trust me, it'll be a blessing when you do. They're amazing people. I love them so much.
Praise God.
I never lost a child, so I can't go through what you're going through, but we can connect. My Angels Among Us ministry was formed out of me and my son being in a terrible accident in 2001, and he was in a coma for a month, and I was told by all the doctors he would never live, and if he lived, he wouldn't be anything. And I kept my faith and kept a diary and took pictures, and the doctors kept telling me I was out of my mind. Why are you taking these pictures and writing things down every day? And I said, because my God is the most powerful doctor above all doctors, and I don't believe I live to bury my son. And so now when I see other people that have bad accidents or going through it, I can show them my pictures and say, God has angels looking over those who love him and believe in him. Yeah. And my son wasn't supposed to survive, let alone walk or talk and grow up and be how he is. And he was 17 and now he's 31. So angels do appear and God does hear our prayers. And that's how my ministry began.
Amen.
And that's why I named the Angels Among Us, because God had his guardian angels around us that day of our accident.
Oh, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Glory.
You're right. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yes, Darlene and her son are both miracles. I witness the miracle every day, the fact that they get up out of bed even. Because, you know, nothing's ever promised to any of us that we're going to get up the next day.
Right.
So we should always make the best out of today and try to bless other people and just show God to everybody. You know, I want people, when they look at me, not to see me. I want them to see my Lord coming out of me.
Absolutely.
I want my words to be his words. I ask God to speak through me.
Mhm. And he does, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
One
he
of my favorite
alert.
Yeah, and one of my favorite scriptures is John 3:30, and it sticks to me all the time that he needs to increase and we need to decrease. And
absolutely.
It stuck that, and even if that counts down, I have control over the board. It'll keep streaming. So if we all want to share a little more, but. You know, we really need to think about that. When he increases in our life, like you're even talking about, Dean, you know, when we give God all control, that's when we see things start to happen in our life. When you live that surrendered life, and that's what I want to share in people's lives, that peace that I've come to know in God. And my brothers
when
and sisters in Christ.
When I give God my power, I receive all power. I receive more power than I give.
Amen.
Glory.
And,
to surrender is to win.
Yes,
that's
it
right.
is. And Sister Mary, you have such a beautiful anointed voice. Last night when I shared that song, I just felt her and I were having church. I'm not just saying that. It blessed me so much. She prayed for me, and we were praying for each other, and we were getting acquainted.
Right.
And man, that we invited the in, and I'm telling you what, I was touched in so many ways last night. And I felt a refreshing, a renewing. I felt strength, and I knew God was answering the prayers and what was on my heart. And it blessed me so much. And that is what's great about this, because it really is strength in numbers. And, you know, so many times Brian and Leah will check, or Leah will send me an email that just, it brightens my day. They've encouraged me in so many ways, and they've inspired me through their ministry and things I do. And it's so beautiful. You know, even though Dar and I are family, still, what she does, I try to encourage her, vice versa. We're to lift one another, and that's why I think this is so beautiful. I wanted all of us to come together tonight, because you can hear individually where all of us have servants' hearts and what God is doing in our lives. And to me, that is so powerful to get to be a part of that and share, you know, with other ministries. And I want to encourage us, if your time allows, at each one scheduled time, if you're able to listen, do that and support the other one and pray for them, because I love to hear. Brian and Lee are both very gifted speakers, and Sister Mary, I love to hear you sing and you teach, and the same with Dean and Dar. Everyone's got something different to say and forth to teach, and I love to be able to listen. It's such a beautiful thing. It's such a blessing, and as Leah said, to be a part of a group, we're a radio family. We're, and not only that, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and it's so beautiful. You know, we can connect and grow together and pray for one another and encourage one another. And I really thank God for this. It's such an amazing opportunity. And I know he called each one of you on board. And I thank him so much. And I just lift each and every one of these ministries up to him and this radio ministry to glorify him. And I want him to have his will and his way. And for him just to pour the anointing out of all of us and take us forth as we're going in as voices into the nations.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And as it says in Romans 8, as it says in Romans 8:28, you know, all things come for the good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And we've all seem to find at least a portion of our purpose through this show, you know, and it's just wonderful. I've actually, you know, there have been two attempts on my life in the past 15 years, and I survived them for a good reason. That was part of my purpose to be here today.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
God, and that's so.
I love
when people
are in my chest.
Pardon me.
And, you know, and it's so important that we share our testimonies and, you know, not be ashamed of what we've done or come from, because, you know, that shows the mercy, the love, and the healing power of God. He is able,
amen.
And we've all got the same kind of heart. And it's why I know it's going to be a beautiful ministry. I thank each and every one of you tonight for your time. Darlene, I look forward to your broadcast.
Thank you for your time.
And I look forward to everyone's broadcast. Brian and Lee are coming aboard next Tuesday morning. I encourage you, tune in. You will be blessed. Brian and Leah, they're on fire, men and women of God, but there's sense of humor involved. There's love. There's passion. I talk a lot about them. I love them very much. They have a very special place in my heart, just like you, Dean. Your testimony is encouraging. And Sister Mary, your beautiful talents. I'll be glad for Brian to get to hear you sing and Lee as well. You're very gifted, and not only that, but in sharing the word of God, and you're a prayer warrior. Each and every one of you have a beautiful ministry, and I welcome you aboard, and I look forward to where God's taking us. And I wanted to share this time tonight so the world could get to know you and who they're going to be listening to, and just to glorify God. And that's I wanted to share this moment to do that, and I thank each and every one of you for taking time out to come and share, where we could each get to know one another. And we're all just going to keep going, not back down, because God's backing us up, and there is strength in numbers. It's so powerful that I know that I have each and every one of you in my life there to pray with me and, you know, to go forth to do what God has called us to do. That's such a blessing.
Hallelujah.
I've only known the Lord for a very short period of time, and Darlene's been a minister for years. She loves the way I pray. That a lot of times when I say, let's pray for the meal, she tells me to do it. I have a mighty prayer anointing, and I'm a wordsmith for God. I use the pen, and that's my sword. I use the book as the sword of the Spirit, but my pen is a weapon.
Praise God.
Well, dear brother, why don't you pray us out tonight? Then I'm going to call on you to use some of those gifts. And again, I thank each and every one of you. I love you all in Christ.
Thank you.
I will be with you every night during the broadcast at your programs, but I'll be here to open up the phone lines when you want them open and to pray for you. But your ministry spots are your ministry spots, and I want you to know that I'll have you send information to get it printed for the broadcast and what's going on. But outside of that, it is your time to glorify God and what you're doing for him. So, again, I welcome you all aboard. And, Minister Dean, if you would you pray us out?
I sure would.
Thank you very
much. Father God, it is such a blessing to serve you, Lord. It is just the most wonderful experience that we get for you out of us through these airwaves and help out many, many listeners, that your word may just flow through us. And it's nothing to do with us, Lord. It has everything to do with you, Lord. And I just pray that for every listener and every member on this team, that the continuous and abundant blessings just be bestowed upon us all. Let it rain blessings upon everybody, Lord. And I just ask that you bless our comings and goings, our travels, and in our homes, Lord, that all of our homes may be Christ-like, led by you, Lord, not by any of us, Lord, that all that we do glorify you, because you know the enemy's watching us. As Christians, we're being watched by those non-believers. We're being watched by the enemy. And they're just waiting for a moment to discredit us and make it, therefore discrediting you, Lord. And I just ask that you just pour your power through us. Just give us a mighty anointing.
Yes.
And just let your blessing
Thank
flow
you,
through
Lord.
Us so that we can be a blessing to others. And I say these things in the most mighty and loving of all names, our Lord and Savior.
Father.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 God
Amen.
Bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed evening ahead, and I'm going to be sharing it shortly on my weekly broadcast on My Kink, so keep me in your prayers. I love you all. Again, I welcome
I
you, and God bless each and every one of you. I look so forward to hearing your programs each week. You mean so much to me, and I know God's going to bless you for what you're doing. And have a very, very blessed night, and tell Brian I'm praying for him, Lee, and Sister Mary again. Thank you. And for all your prayers, I had prayers answered today. And Dar and Dean, I look forward to our travels. We're going to be going to Kansas City, and God opened a big door there. And I'm trying to get some stuff with Brian
Amen.
And Lee on board on that too. And
Amen.
If you have, and Dar, maybe you could get some of Mary's CDs because we're able to sell stuff at the vendor. We got it. We got invited. Our family ministry got invited to a huge event out in Kansas City, and not everyone gets accepted. And we can share and give away Bibles and do things, but we can also sell our goods.
Beautiful.
I want to invite each and every one of you,
awesome.
If you want to send books, Leah or Brian has CDs, we can take that out there. And the same with you, Mary. You're all invited as well because we're a team, and I can email you information in regards to that. But Dar and I are, and I'm hoping Dean too, but we're all planning on traveling out there. It's going to be July 25th. We'll leave on the 24th so we can get out there and prepare. But we're all going to be going forth to share the word of God and representing all of our ministries out there. And I'm also going to be representing my family that's with Reaching Out Radio, too. So I just want
I'm
you to know.
I'm representing Jesus.
And I thank God for all of you guys. And, again, I appreciate you, and I can't say it enough. And I look forward to what God's going to do, and I'm going to get ready and prepare for my next broadcast. But just keep on keeping and know that you're really a true blessing in my life.
Thank you, and
thank
we really
God
love
you.
That's going like a smuggler's board. When people hear all of us, it's not going to be anything that they can't find on the table.
Amen, sure. Sister. Amen. I love that. And sometimes we can get together and do this, too, and have like maybe we could work together, maybe do something once a month and have a group teaching, you know, because each of us got something to share. You know, that's something
cool.
We could all work out together, you know, pick a special time and, you know, if you guys wanted to on a Monday night on one of my spots, we could do a group teaching we feel led in. You know, that's powerful when we all come together like this. I love the interaction. So
that's great. I love it, too.
Cool. Work
but I'm going to, well, thank you, everyone, again. I'm going to get ready for another broadcast, and thank you so much for your time. And, again, this is Evangelist Montel Fields, and you've got tonight being a part of the ministry family coming aboard. I'm so excited. I thank God, and I just really wanted you to see how powerful ministries that God has brought into this radio, and I thank him so much. And I thank everyone that's listening live, that call in and on demand. We're just going to keep on bringing the word forth. Keep each and every one of our ministries in your prayers, and we have a set time now for each of us, so each week you'll know when each of us is going to be on. So we're organized, we're ready to go, and we're just stepping out in faith, and we're all going forth for his glory.
Amen. God bless you, Michelle, and God bless all the other members on the team, and have a blessed week.
Love
Thank you.
You.
God
Love
bless
you
all of you.
All of you. Love you.
Bless
be blessed.
You.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Praise God.
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye. Bye.